Take your foot off the gas of life, pull out your device of choice, and search Doptivity on your favorite podcast app.
After listening, some people suffer from success, self-love, and too much dopeness. If you find yourself feeling down or feeling as though you haven't been around much knowledge, listen to Doptivity.
Common side effects may include lighter thoughts, greater ambition, more self-love, better interactions with other people in your near future, and your ability to check yourself before you check others.
So now, get your daily dose of Doptivity and be dope for the rest of your life.
Hello, pretty people.
Hello, hello, hello.
It's Shauna and Nate, period.
Yes.
Nate, period.
Loving it. I'm going with it. I'm running with the name. I don't care what you say.
It is what Nate, it is, broski.
Nate, period, is in this thing.
In it. Wait, what's up?
Welcome to Doptivity. I guess we got to say that first, right?
It's first podcast. It's episode one.
Number one.
Enter like swim more. You know what I'm saying to you?
Doptivity.
So, this is kind of, it's our first episode.
Yeah, we got to shake them jitters off, you know.
Sorry, y'all. We just got to get it together.
Find that rhythm, you know, we're going to get it.
We will get it. So, welcome. Thank you so much for coming to join us today in this first episode.
Yeah.
And don't forget to watch the rest. You know what I mean?
True that.
Subscribe so you can get those notifications on whatever podcast app you use, right?
Right.
It's going to be going to plenty of them.
We're
going
to put it on as many as possible.
As many as we can. So, topic number one.
Of Doptivity.
So we came up with this. Well, Nate came up with this topic.
Thank you. I'll take this.
You did though. You brought it to me. Raw real. You know what I'm saying?
Tell me how we came up with the podcast. You hit me up.
What, the podcast itself or this episode?
No, the topic. Yeah. These tequila shots we took.
Got you a little woozy. We were excited. We were ready for episode one, and we had no topic. So I text Nate, and I said, Nate, what do you think our first podcast should be about? And he came with me with a type of topic, not necessarily a topic. And I was like, bro.
More like the guidelines of what a first topic could be. Not even like an actual reason or a specific.
Right. A specific topic. Yeah. You didn't come. And I was like, okay. And he's like, oh, you want me to come up with one right now? And I was like, yeah. So he came to me. He said, I got it. What was it? The next day? Hours later, something like that.
Yeah, it was same day.
Same day. And so the topic, will you do the honors, Nate?
So the topic for our first episode of Doptivity is going to be fishing for affirmations.
Fishing for affirmations.
Yes.
I'm like your ad lib.
Mama. Affirmation.
Fish. No.
Fish. Yeah, we're going to dub this up, put some tracks behind it.
Fishing for affirmation, for those of you who are having trouble, you know, kind of grasping what exactly we mean. Mm-hmm. We live in a society where fishing for affirmation is very important to people due to the fact that everyone wants everyone's approval instead of their own approval, basically. You know what I mean?
Yeah, figuring it out for yourself a little bit, you know.
Doing the work.
Kind of verifying with people that it's what, do you agree with me or you're on the same energy level that I'm on?
Or you think what I think, or I think this about myself. Don't you too, huh? Question mark. Don't you?
Waiting for response.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it could be good for people, you know, but it can be bad.
Yeah, there's definitely a positive and a negative aspect of fishing for affirmation, because we are all human. We do always want, even if it's one particular person or one specific group of people that you want that affirmation from. I mean, as a human, that's going to happen. But we're talking about the overly fisher.
The one who got that hook everywhere they go. The abuser.
You know what I'm saying? I'm loving this analogy I'm using. I like picturing myself in a boat fishing, you know. Got the worm, got the hook, you know, that type of thing. Okay, so do you want to start off, bro, or what's going on? What do you want to do?
Okay, so let's kind of tap into the you want to start with the kind of the negative side of it?
Or you want to start with the positive? Yeah, and then we can end it with the positive.
Okay. Let's do, so the negative side of it, as you may already know, you know, people will typically have a conversation with you. Say you're out with your friends. Mm-hmm. And I know the example that I kind of mentioned to you earlier was, you know, you're having a conversation with somebody. You talk about food. And you're like, oh, you know, well, I like to do that stuff, but I'm just too fat. Or, you know, I would ride roller coasters. I'm just too fat.
I will wear a swimsuit, but I'm just too fat.
Yeah. It's like,
And then you kind of want someone to say, oh, no.
As tender as that topic is, too, it's like,
you're not fat at all.
Yeah. Do you want us to just say, no. Stop it. Or do you expect somebody to say, yeah, you're right. I mean, what do you want from that person in that situation? So it's kind of negative in that sense, where you're really pulling somebody to just go with a, you know.
It's like fishing positive for the compliments. Yeah. Like,
even if it's
constantly. Right.
You know?
Like when we were discussing it and I said, you know, it's like kind of putting someone up against a wall, basically trying to force them to express something that you feel like you feel. Mm-hmm. So it's like, don't you think that, like, what, you know, I wish I can come up with an example like right now, but I'm having a hard time doing so. But it's basically just like, I feel like when you do it that way in a negative sense, you're pushing for, affirmations that aren't necessarily true affirmations. It's just making you feel good temporarily.
Yeah. Forcing somebody to lie for your comfort.
Right.
In a sense.
Right.
Even when it wasn't even a big deal in the first place.
Exactly. You know? Because it's intensified in your head doesn't necessarily mean that the other person thinks about it ever or cares about it at all. Mm-hmm. So, In those type of situations, I feel like the person that's being fished, that's stupid, but I mean, the person that is forced to say something just does it just to be doing it and not necessarily actually feeling what they're saying and not really caring after the fact either. But in your mind, you're like, yes, okay, thank you. I need it. I got one more person under my belt to make me feel this kind of way. Mm-hmm. So,
and I kind of, before we go, I kind of feel like it's, people do that. I know, like you said, like people don't know they do it. It's kind of natural in a sense. Mm-hmm. So they kind of have that go-to where they're constantly thinking about themselves and they're projecting it out, mm-hmm. without understanding the consequence of being lied to. But are they doing it just because they need it? Like, in the sense that they literally can't get past that idea in their head without somebody saying, no, you're good.
And they're yes. Like, okay. I think.
Got it.
They think they need it, but they don't necessarily need it. Because if we're discussing how we're discussing it now, you're really getting lied to and it's not true to yourself. So you're never really going to face the real issue because you're fishing for false affirmation from someone else.
Seems harmful.
It's harmful to your being, your well-being, your self-confidence, your assurance of yourself. I think a lot of it is insecurity as well.
Oh, yeah.
So whether it's outer appearance, inner appearance, how someone feels about you, even though they told you 5 million times, you still want them to keep telling you the same thing over and over and over and over to make you feel better. But I don't feel like that should be a, what's the word I'm looking for? that shouldn't be something that someone has to do all the time. So it's basically, you're going to have to check yourself before you check somebody else.
There it is.
You're going to have to do that.
But you're going to check yourself
before you wreck yourself. So a lot of people do it for compliments. Like, I was speaking on this lady, one of my coworkers at work. She has natural hair, and I don't know if she's very confident in it or whatever, but every time she comes to my desk, she's talking about it. And I literally have to say the same thing every time to get her away from my desk. Girl, your hair looks great. And it's like, I mean, it really doesn't look bad, but it's like, why do you keep coming to me saying the same thing so I can say the same thing? Like, that's annoying as hell. Like, don't live your life
eventually
like that.
Eventually, you're gonna, you may at some point just be like, no, it's terrible.
Yeah.
And then what's she gonna do?
Then what is gonna happen then? She's probably not gonna come to my desk anymore. Yeah. Right? Maybe I should.
Or when any other person tells you the truth after you've gotten your affirmation from, you know, friends that don't want to hurt your feelings or something, and somebody else is like, no, then what does that do to you? You know, does that destroy you internally? Like, my friends have been lying to me this whole time.
I mean, does it now really get that deep? Friends,
you know, it could.
Oh,
I mean,
my God,
it's destructive. It's internal destruction right there.
It's crazy.
Starts from the inside and goes out. I mean, that shit's real, son. This shit is really real. It's really real in the field.
I really think, I just want to speak on this real quick. Like, our society as a whole is insecure as hell, right? They're just so insecure. That's why all the social media outlets are in such good business right now, because
speak the truth.
Oh my God. Insecurity is like written on everyone's forehead at this point. And I can't even say that I'm completely not guilty of it, because if I post a picture that I like and I don't get enough likes, then I may be like, they hate me.
They must want me to take it
why,
down.
Why they did? No, but I'm being honest. Like, insecurity is so huge with our society to the point where fishing for affirmation doesn't necessarily have to be a conversation. It could just be you, like, crying for help on social media. Like, I'm posting my whole life. I'm doing this. Aren't y'all proud of me? Don't y'all like me? What's going, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're writing the story of their life on social media. And if someone doesn't like jump on it and be applaud them and be so happy for them that they feel less than, that's crazy. That's dumb.
Yeah.
It's easy for people. I think that's what it is. A lot of society is, they just want easy. They don't want to work for shit. They don't want to work for their self-love, self-confidence. Self everything. Yeah. It's kind of like,
oh, I got one. Personally, I think I'm super insecure.
What?
That was me fishing for affirmation.
Oh.
Don't be doing that.
Oh my God, he got me, because I was about to say, you insecure about what?
No,
you're
not insecure like that.
But that's a perfect example. Yeah. Bro, you got me.
I was thinking about it while you were talking. I was like,
give me
insecure.
A fist pump.
Made sound effects.
Yeah, that was cool. I was like, huh? Why didn't you tell me this shit before we did this?
I should have let you keep going. I should have let you keep talking. Like,
he got me, but no, people literally do what you just did all the time.
All the time. And you shouldn't let that run your conversation, your relationships with people. That shouldn't be the highlight of your day, is looking for that moment when you can be like, oh, yes. I mean, it's cool to have little wins, but damn.
Let it be given to you. Don't try to take it. Shit.
People will give you compliments and affirm the things that you do greatly, naturally.
And there's a lot of things. There's a lot of things that you're gonna do and not necessarily get any credit for it. But that's okay, because you credit yourself. You say, I did this, I bust my ass, I worked hard for it, I deserve this, blah, blah, blah. But you don't have to have an army behind you in order to have that affirmation. Literally all of our motivational videos that we listen to every morning and all that stuff, all of them say you create your own affirmations, because that's when you start to control your thoughts. You control your thoughts. If you wake up every morning and be like, I'm so ugly. I suck at life. My hair is ugly. I can't dress. no one loves me. Oh, okay, you're gonna believe that shit. Yeah, and you tell yourself that
people
enough.
Will see it too. You're gonna come out with that energy.
You're gonna like you're. It's gonna be coming out of your pores. It's gonna be self hate. It's gonna be coming out of your pores, and that's when you make yourself. What is wrong with me finding words today? I feel like an idiot. I feel like a complete idiot right now.
Yeah, I know what it is. It's the tequila.
No, I forgot what the hell I was talking about.
I like when you said that it falls through your pores, because then it made me think of insecurity as like an odor.
It people stinks.
Gonna, people gonna smell that.
Smells
shit
like fucking garbage.
You smell like insecurity. And people are not going to
And some bad people jump on that and use you, manipulate you.
Females, if you're that girl at the club that just kind of seems down.
That's not comfortable in her outfit and like looking so sad.
Dudes come up there that ain't having no luck.
And they're like, I know I could get her. Make myself feel bad. That's them fishing for an affirmation. I bet she going to talk to me, bro. But that's the thing, like, no, don't do that. Don't. Do that.
Yeah. But then, you know.
So that's what we were going to speak on. Like, do you think that fishing for affirmation is a form of manipulation? Yes.
Hell yes. As the spokesperson for manipulation.
Look at you. Horrible. Horrible. Ladies. Stay away. No, I'm just kidding.
No, yeah. Stay
Take
away.
Take notes. He's winking at the recording. Like y'all can see him.
No. I did too. Confidently, like, hey.
I'm like, man, no way can see that. But yeah, I think it's definitely a form of manipulation. I feel like people aren't comfortable in their own skin, so they try to force people to make them feel that way. That's too much work for me. I'm sorry. Like, I'd rather be only looking for myself's affirmation than to have to go around and every person I meet expect something from them. I don't know if that's just my personality, but I think
it's more so you put the work in to exude what you want people to see. Not that you're overly flaunting anything that you're, you know, passing. Say you do have some insecurities about something, but you overcome it with, you know, your natural abilities to create greatness in that sense. So people will compliment you regardless. And you probably don't even want it. It's like, thank you. I know my hair looks good. God damn.
Now that's a little bad. But you take the compliment I gave you and say thank you. Don't do all that other stuff. No, but seriously, fishing for affirmation though, as far as relationships, romantic relationships go, I think that's a little different. Only because if you're with the right person, mm-hmm. And you guys have a future that you're planning to plan together, they kind of need you kind of need that person to be very true, like very honest with you. So there's a difference between fishing for affirmation and just basically asking a question. Mm-hmm. Babe, do you think my stomach's too fat?
Or like I know those commercials where they're like, do these pants make my butt look big?
And I know society has taught you guys to lie, but no, don't. I feel like you shouldn't. I feel like you should be like, babe, I don't like those pants. Mm-hmm. Find a different way to put it. Put on something else or whatever. I think these will fit you better. You know, there's a way to communicate that kind of thing, but don't lie to them. I feel like it's not necessarily fishing for affirmation within a relationship. It's just both of you guys being raw, real, and I've used that word a couple times. I mean, those two words, raw and real. Mm-hmm. I think I'm feeling raw and real today.
Real rap,
but there's just a certain trust factor that's in place when you're in a relationship and you can go to them and be like, hey, I need to know this. Do I do this? Or I found myself doing this. Do you think that's an issue? Or I mean, I don't know. I can't speak for other women. Like, I want you to be like, this is your fifth time asking me this same question. Like, if you don't believe it yet yourself after I'm telling you my honest opinion, then I'm sorry, babe. I can't do nothing when it comes to that. Mm-hmm. I want it like that. So then it makes me be like, I'd probably be mad initially, like, okay, well, whatever. And then, but it makes you like think to yourself, like, I have asked that like five times this week. And so me personally will look deeper into it for myself, like, and figure it, where is it, you know, where is the foundation of this certain insecurity that I'm having, and how can I check it? And you're gonna you literally have to do the work. You have to do the work. Self-love is the most important and amazing thing that anybody can do. It's so easy to get on social media. It's so easy to get likes on Facebook. It's so easy to find some followers. You can buy followers now, but just enough. You buy followers. You know those people that have like 40,000 followers and all their pictures got 23 likes?
Sure.
Bought them followers. That's why nobody ain't liking their shit. It's literally, and just you buying that and seeing the number makes you feel better. Like, it's that deep for people.
Off topic, but what's the point of that? Like, what does it do?
I think it's all insecurity.
Do you get money out of it or something?
Hell no, you paying money.
That's what I was thinking.
No, but I just think
that's not even an investment in yourself.
It's not, and it's false security.
Mm-hmm. Invest in yourself.
Leave the false security up at the dump. Leave it at the dump. Check it at the dump.
Check.
Straight out of Compton. I feel like I'm gonna share.
You got your hands straight going. Got the finger pointing.
The police. Feeling like cube on this motherfucker. No. No, but seriously, check yourself. Sorry. That's what dopetivity is. It's about checking yourself before you check others. Check yourself. Dig deep into yourself. Love yourself. And I can even give y'all. Oh, I'm feeling it now. You see me dancing.
I'm trying to not cut that off.
I can even give y'all a perfect example when I had to check myself because I was being insecure. So I was dating this guy. We are not fully yoked at all.
What's his name?
Shut up, Nate. Like, I had a lot. I have a lot going for myself right now. I'm not where I want to be, but I have a lot going. Him, not so much. Fine. So. But at the end of the day, as I'm dealing with him this 6 months or whatever, however long we were talking, I'm needing him to, in order for me to feel secure and like he really cares for about me, I was needing him to try to work towards the things that I wanted him to work towards so he can get to my level.
Yeah.
And that was justifying whether I was worth it to him and not necessarily just worth it to him, worth it to anybody. Because I'm like, I got everything he want. I got everything he need. I can do this. I can do this. I can do this. If I'm not the woman that make him like lift himself up, who gonna be? Like, maybe I'm not as good as, you know, mm-hmm. I started to play these mind, you know, just because I was having standards and he wasn't, you know, necessarily raising the bar to get there. I felt like something was wrong with me in a crazy fucking world. Yeah. That's how I was feeling. So, you know, I cried about it. I really cared about this dude. I cried about it. I was asking God all this stuff, like, why I'm not good enough? And then he slapped me and he was like, really, Shauna? I let you get through all of this and let you work. What? What did you think?
I thought somebody else slapped you. I was like, what?
You should have saw his face. That's why I had to stop, because he was looking at me like, wait a minute. What? He got real intense.
Nobody gonna slap my sister.
No, nobody's. I was saying God slapped me with a reality check. He gave me an epiphany, and he's just like, out of all the stuff you've been through, all the things you overcome, you're gonna allow somebody that's not that I think I'm better than this guy, but that hasn't even worked as hard or got to the level that you've gotten to determine what your self worth. That's ridiculous. So I literally had to take the time to check myself, and I did.
And you did not wreck yourself.
I did not wreck myself. I was in the process. That's why God slapped me. But, you know, it happens all the time when you feel like, dang, I worked so hard for this and nothing's coming from it type of thing. Mm-hmm. You find other ways to get that affirmation, which could be relationships, which could be a job promotion that you're like fighting to get and someone else get it. It's going to make you feel like you ain't shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, but if you are fully confident within yourself and you fully understand, like, you, your life, your struggles, your faith, all of this stuff comes and works with, it's just a part of the process.
It is.
It's a part of the process.
Sometimes, you know, sometimes that bumpy road really helps you realize it, too.
Because most of the time,
use that shit as a tool.
Most of the time, the what you're going through is more important than the final product. The road you took to get there means more and teaches you more than when you actually get to the top and you can live it. Who wants to deal with all those lessons when you up at the top anyway? You need to take it through the trial. Mm-hmm. Deal with everything you got to deal with, everything that could possibly throw it. So when you get there, you can keep it there. You know what I mean? That got me. I'm feeling myself.
Motherfucking right. Wait, can we cuss on this podcast?
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like I haven't though. Good.
I
know that's good. I cuss too much.
I guess I did just now, so.
I realized that about myself. I curse way too much.
Well, if you haven't, might as well get your first one out right now.
So you're trying, okay. I literally just, y'all listen to this. Listen to what just happened here. I literally said I cuss too much and he says, well, you might as well say one right now. That is so bad. You should be trying to help me.
Well, see, if you were going to be insecure of the fact that you may cuss on the podcast.
I wasn't. I just hadn't cussed. The tool
to help you.
Oh, maybe I have. I bet if we go back and listen, I don't cuss a lot of times.
It's like 13 lots of bleeps.
No.
Tequila.
Tequila. No. But anyway, I went real in on that one, but
I liked it. I liked that energy. You had some focus on
it. I knew what the fuck I was talking about. Right. There we go. There is cuss words you wanted. There it is.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Maybe that was my insecurity of me cussing. And I needed you to cuss so I could feel better about myself.
Are you that insecure?
No, I just made that up as an example for people.
You know what, fucker? You want me to really cuss
again? Now we didn't open the floodgates on you, you motherfuckers, okay?
That's so funny. No.
Oh, man. But, you know, I guess back to topic, because I'm terrible at changing topics like that. I will say... There has to be, like, a good side to doing it, though, right?
I mean, there can definitely be a good side.
A smart way to utilize it.
Like I was saying, within the relationship, mm-hmm. don't fish just ass. Mm-hmm. I think there's a turn, like a line, a thin line between positive and the negative. Positive being in a relationship or people that's really close to you. Like if I want you to basically give me an affirmation, you being my bro, we've been knowing each other for our whole lives or whatever, mm-hmm. and I say, Nate, I've been feeling real down, like insecure about blah blah blah, and you find a way to say Shauna you know, giving me some sound advice,
so not beating around the bush, and
it's basically just being real. Because if you can come to a situation like that, like if you could come and I'm telling you my insecurity, I'm not making you think I don't feel like it's an issue. I'm telling you this is an insecurity that I have. I need your outlook on it, like what can make it better, what can change. Then that's positive communication. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's not necessarily me saying, like you said, I'm just so insecure. I think I'm a genuine insecure person. And my reaction was like, what? What are you talking? You know, that's different.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I gotcha.
But if you just come and put it on the platform, like, this is what it is. Give me what you got. Tell me how you feel. You may not. At that point, I feel like if you let it out, you know there's a possibility it could be bad.
Right. So literally addressing it is the best way to handle that insecurity or that fish, in a sense. Because I guess, is that what we're saying? Like, fishing for it is more so blindly saying something else to get an undercover answer.
Like, oh yeah, I wanted to bring up this example. Like in a relationship, I've been in relationships before where a guy had a dream, quote unquote.
Okay.
I had a dream that you were still talking to that boy, and I got mad, and this whole full blown out story. When in all actuality, like yesterday, you made the comment, you still be texting that nigga. So I know you didn't just have a dream. You just basically trying to out for me to, like, do you want me to say? I'm telling you, I don't. So your dream, what did your dream do? It just confirmed it? Like, what are you saying this for?
Okay. I can see. That's a funny one.
And then you're still like, I bet you still texting it. Why don't you just come to me like an adult and be like, look, Shauna, I'm feeling a little uneasy about you and old boy. Like, can you could just be really honest with me. I respect your, you know, honesty and all this. So just tell me, like, has he texted you? Has he called? And it could be the fact that my phone was sitting there and you saw his name come across, but it was something that had nothing to do with him trying to holler at me. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you communicate well, you can delete every fear that you have with the situation, but you have to face it. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, just be dope.
Just be dope as fuck. And be listening to Dotivity.
Yeah.
On the ones and twos.
We're gonna have some dope music playing. We're gonna figure this out. Boom. But yeah, boom. Man. Boom. That was real. Boom. That was real and raw. That was raw real.
Raw real. Raw real. Raw real.
Raw real.
But anywho.
I got a question. You think girls or guys fish more for affirmations?
I've literally just played a girl and a guy fishing for different. I think it's pretty even. Or
pretty subjective,
men,
I guess.
Or
maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe that was a silly question.
No, it's not a silly question. I think it's both.
It's really just subjective, I guess, to the type of person.
Yeah.
Because guys can be extremely sensitive and girls can be not so sensitive, you know? This damn society got us thinking all women are sensitive and all men are
dogs.
Yeah. I didn't do that because I'm a dog. I'm not doing a dog.
He's a freaking dog. Let me pet him for you guys. No, I'm just kidding.
But
you just got that. He's so late.
That was a late reaction.
He's like, you're stupid.
Oh, man. This is fun. I'm loving this.
Loving what?
Doing the podcast. It's exciting. Just talking. I mean, we already do this anyways.
I know we do. Every time we sit down, we have to have like a significant conversation.
This is how we talk to each other every time we talk.
All the time. We've been doing it for years.
It'd be a 10-minute conversation in the car going to the bar. We're like, but you know.
And we're like,
life is supposed to be like
we
that.
We parked at the bar, but we're in the car.
In the car to talk.
Like, shouldn't we go in there and get a drink, bro?
Yeah. All right, let's go. And then we turn into the fun people that we are also.
You know, we're just a different breed, you know?
Yep. And we're not even fishing on that one. We just know for a fact we are a different
breed. Like, we can be all of your friends. Every single last one of you. Because that's just what we do.
Right, if come hang out.
For people that don't like us, it's not because of anything we've done. It's because of their own.
It's because of you. It's your fault.
It's you and your feelings. Get at your feelings, bitch. No, I'm just kidding. But it's true.
Yeah. Strong personalities, you know?
I thank God for mine. Every day. Every day.
Man. I like this topic, though. Because I think it...
Well, you made it up. Of course you're going to like it.
I don't even know. I just kind of... I feel like I was... Something was happening, and I just kind of caught something around me that made me think about it. I wish I... Most things, I don't remember how it happened. It could be, like, somebody playing a song at their desk, and I just happened to hear it, and I'm, like, not really paying attention. I'm working, but four words popped in. I'm like, you know what? I really was thinking about baseball yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
It was I said that because of that poster.
Oh,
man. Well, yeah. I mean... You got anything else for the viewers?
I just want y'all to know I'm going to get so emotional. Shut up. No, I'm not. I'm really not going to get emotional, guys.
No, dude.
I just want y'all to know that I'm truly excited to be doing this. It's like I talk too much anyway, but now I can talk too much and put it on a podcast for people to see. For people to hear, sorry. It's truly great. I hope that, you know, even if this first podcast wasn't your niche or what you prefer to hear, that you continue to listen to other ones, because I'll guarantee you that one of them will help you out. Or you may know a friend. But literally what we're trying to do is grow ourselves, help people grow. We want to be here for you guys, and we definitely want you to comment and talk to us about different topics that you feel like we should you want our perspective on. Like you would talk to your best friend or talk to your mom or anybody, you know.
I agree with that.
A lot of things, like, you know, I can speak for myself, Mel, me and Nate, I can speak for us on this. Like, we're both only children, and a lot of things that we go through, like, emotional wise, is really done by ourselves. Like, in a room by ourselves. Yeah. It's been like that our whole lives. Not that our family is not supportive, not that we don't have other people to be there for us, but I mean, to me, it's like harder, so that makes it more challenging, and that's what I want to do because I get a more satisfaction out of it once I have accomplished mastering whatever it is I was battling.
I agree with that 100%.
So, but it does, I mean, we always had each other, so if it's something that I just cannot stand to keep to myself, I know I can call Nate and Nate can understand or give me a better outlook or figure something out for me. So, yeah, that's what we want to be for you. We want to be your Nate and Shauna.
We are their Nate and Shauna.
Exactly. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, you're my Nate, I'm your Shauna. Oh, okay, but we want to be their Nate and Shauna, know? Feel that placeholder.
Yeah.
That.
Feel free to pick one of us to talk to at a time. That's fine.
Yeah, because either one of us can talk. We talk like this. We talk so fast. We talk so much. No, I'm just kidding. Talk sound effects are included. No, but I hope you guys have a wonderful day. And I hope that you have a great Friday night.
Yes.
Do you for you. You know what I'm saying? Fuck all eat. No, I'm just kidding.
Are we going to drink more tequila?
I don't know. I think I don't know.
You
hungry. I'm super hungry. So hungry.
We probably got to do some editing and podcast stuff.
See, that's what I'm talking about, bro.
You know, we got to stay.
It's too much. It's too much, and we haven't ate.
We'll get there. We'll get there. You know me. I'm like, I ain't even
this nigga. Okay, whatever.
I've been fasting for
lies. Okay, guys. So I think then we're gonna end it here.
Yes. Cut the tape.
I hope that this has been give you a little insight, on whatever. Like, you never know what people are going through.
Yeah.
I hope it gives you a little insight.
Be true to yourself. Ask yourself these questions and then have a solid answer for yourself before you need the affirmation from another person.
Right.
Especially if it's some bullshit like, does my stomach look funny in this shirt? Don't nobody care.
I know. And the thing is, like, I think I was talking to Kentrell one day when I was down there visiting.
Good
and
friend.
I was like, yeah, my great friend. And I was like, my belly looks so fat in this dress. Kentrell goes, bro, niggas don't pay attention to that. If somebody see that, it's going to be a hating ass female. Like, don't worry about it. Like, just put the dress on and come on.
I remember the same similar scenario. You know, I was in a relationship once upon a time.
He can count them on his one finger looking at. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
But yeah, no, that same situation was like, well, what is my, does my stomach look funny in this shirt, or does it look big? What do you think? And I'm like, she's looking in the mirror, and I'm like, yeah, this belly right here. So I'm like, not being rude, being honest. But then I grabbed her and I did all I could with that belly, and she's like, stop it, ha ha ha, you quit. And then she was confident again. We went out. She had a great time.
Look at you.
You know, sometimes you gotta do
fist bump.
You gotta do a little solidifying. What that belly you that you thinking about belly. Is there.
It's not going nowhere.
Yeah. What you gonna do? Put it away?
You gonna cut it off? You gonna cut it off real quicker. No, but I get it. I think we don't want to leave you guys, but we kind of have to. So,
peace out.
Peace to the Middle East. Episode one. We're hey.
And be dope.
Be dope.
For the rest of your life.
For the rest of your life. Bye.
Oh shit, that was lovely. Oh man.